remain standing as we are able to hear this morning's holy word found from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 10, verses 22 through 22, verse 5. And in the spirit he carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down of heaven from God. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river was the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore. But the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and there will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated.
Wow, what a celebration today. Our service will go a little longer, but not too much longer, and there's cookies as we celebrate Ken afterwards. So it's been a great day. Friends, we gather together in Easter hope. We've witnessed the waters of baptism, and we are preparing to send one another forth in love and mission. There's a lot happening in our hearts this morning, but it's all grounded in this truth. Jesus, the Lamb, is on the throne, and he is making all things new. This includes us. This week, I drove through Port Houston with Catherine and Pastor Lindsay, giving her an orientation to ministry in the port. Neighbors in Action, our nonprofit ministry partner, is housed there. Port Houston is a pocket of our city that most people never see. It's tucked behind the ship channel, hemmed in by industry and full of families navigating life under pressure. As we turned every corner, we passed bars and homes in disrepair. We passed an old school building in clear need of restoration, yet we know because of our partnership with Port Houston Elementary that that building is filled with extraordinary educators and bright-eyed children dreaming about their futures. We saw makeshift shelters built from cardboard and scraps of plywood, providing shade and shelter for people who are just trying to survive. To the untrained eye, it could look like a place of heartbreak, but we know something better. Port Houston is a place of hope, because there is life there, there is light, there is community. There are signs of the kingdom of God bursting forth on every corner, at every address. This made me think of John's vision and revelation that we read today. John, writing to a church in crisis, is given a vision, a resurrection life for all. He's lifted to a high mountain, and there he sees the new Jerusalem, not floating in the clouds, but descending to earth, joining heaven and earth as one. It's a city that pulses with God's presence. There's no temple because God himself is the temple. There's no sun or moon because the Lamb is its light. There is no night, no fear, no exclusion, and the gates, they never shut. And right at the center of the city is something we haven't seen since Genesis at the very beginning of Scripture. The river of the water of life flowing from the throne of God. And the tree of life growing on both sides of the river, bearing fruit in every season, all year long. And the leaves? Well, they're for healing. Not of one person, not even for one people, but for the healing of every nation. Friends, this is what resurrection looks like. Not a world destroyed, but a world made new. A world healed and whole and alive again. And that little drive through Port Houston gave me a glimpse, not of a perfect place, but a place moving on toward perfection, because God is at work there. So what does this vision mean for us today? It means that the church, you and I, we are not called to just sit around waiting for heaven to come one day. We are called to live Easter now. We are called to be the tree of life, planted deep in the world, bearing fruit for others, pouring out ourselves for healing, like those leaves. We are called to be agents of justice. Wherever there is inequality, we must speak up. We are called to be messengers of mercy. Where there is hurt, we offer love. And we are called to be ambassadors of peace. Where there is division, we build bridges. This work may feel small on its surface, a kind word, a tutoring session, a meal, a welcome, a prayer. But do not underestimate the power of the leaves. These leaves are for the healing of all nations and all people. That old school building in Port Houston, it's a glimpse of the kingdom of God, full of teachers and students living now like heaven is already fully present here. Today we celebrated two powerful signs of resurrection life. We celebrated an adult baptism, a full embrace of resurrection life, laying down the old and being raised with Christ into new life. We witnessed a reaffirmation of a baptismal covenant, a renewal of David's commitment to follow Christ, to be rooted in him, to be found swimming in the waters of the river of life. These are not symbolic gestures. They are declarations of hope, acts of resurrection. They are the branches on the tree, signs that new life, healing, has already begun. Friends, Pastor Ken wraps up 10 years in pastoral ministry today here at First United Methodist Church of Houston. Ken, we are so grateful for your ministry. I'm grateful for your friendship, which will continue, by the way, many, many, many years to come. And friends, next week I prepare to conclude my time as your senior pastor. And as I prepare to make this transition, I want you to hear this. The river of life still flows. The tree is still growing. The leaves are still healing, and the healing is happening through you and all of us. God's work didn't begin with me, and it won't end with me either. You are a church rooted in hope, with gates wide open. You shine the Lamb's light downtown, in Westchase, in Port Houston, and beyond. So church, keep growing. Keep bearing fruit. Keep showing the world what resurrection looks like as we put God's love into action. Church, your mission isn't over. Let the river of life flow through you. Let your life bear fruit in every season. Let your witness shine. Let your healing work continue. Because the Lamb is on the throne, and he is making all things new.
This is a weekend in which we celebrate many things. Today we get to remember and celebrate that it is our Memorial Day Sunday as well. And as we strive toward this kingdom of God that God calls us to, where there is a healing of all the nations and where there are no more tears, we do remember that we have tears in our life, that we remember those who have gone before us, who have given and sacrificed themselves so that we might experience grace and love and mercy here in this place. And so as a way for us to honor all that we get to experience together in this land of ours, I invite you to stand as we sing a song together that's more like a prayer, America the Beautiful. may be seated. Let us join our hearts and minds together as we go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious and loving God, you are such a big and enormous God that we cannot even comprehend all that you are up to in our lives. But this day we give you thanks. Thanks for those who have come before us, who have shown us the way, who have shown us your grace, and who have shown us your love. We give you thanks for those pastors and teachers who have taught us your word and showed us that we can become more than what we think we can. God, we thank you for the ways in which we get to celebrate life and community together. We ask that you would once again remind us that we are all brothers and sisters, that we are all of one family, and that we are all invited to the table this day and every day. God, we pray that you would help us celebrate the love and life that you have given us. But more importantly, God, we pray that you would allow us to use the freedom and liberty that we have to share your love and grace with others, to reach out a hand to those who are impoverished, those who don't have freedom, and give what we have. And this day, God, we ask that you would unite our voices as one as we boldly pray the prayer that you taught your disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
We're going to have a time of praying over Pastor Ken as a congregation as we wrap up, but we couldn't conclude today's service without offering a time for all of us to pray right here at this rail. You've seen someone, Arthur, dedicate his life to Christ through baptism today, and David reaffirming his faith in Christ. Maybe God is calling forth new creation in you. Maybe God is saying today he is ready to make all things new in you and through you. And so we want to give you the time to come and pray at this rail, laying every burden down, picking up your commission from God as you go out into the world to serve him in the week ahead. And so we invite you to pray or praise however the Lord leads as we stand to sing our closing song for the healing of the nations. church who sins. That's been who we've been all along, and it's who we continue to be. Today we send the Reverend Ken Conaby forth to Springwoods United Methodist Church to serve as their senior pastor. He goes with God's blessing and with our prayers. And so, Ken, we want to extend our time of prayer for you and Whitney. Would y'all come join me right here in the center of this aisle? Congregation, I want to do a prayer mob around Ken and Whitney. I want y'all to come and join around. If you can reach a head, a shoulder, please lay hands on them as we pray and send them forth. And you can extend hands if you can't reach in a posture of blessing as we pray. We'll give everyone a second to get in place. Gracious God, thank you for Pastor Ken and for Whitney and for their beautiful family. Ken has touched our lives for over 10 years. And God, we are so incredibly grateful for his witness, for his faith, for his sense of justice, for his care and his love. God, he said that we shaped who he is, and I believe that, but he has shaped who we are as well as a congregation. And a part of him will live and grow in all of us as he has represented Christ here in this place. God, thank you for Whitney and for her presence in Ken's life. Thank you for her example for us. She's been a very example of your very grace at work within our lives and in the world. And God, we pray for her and for their family too. And so God, as you send them forth, may they go with your blessing. May they go with our prayers. And most importantly, may they go with your power, the power of the Spirit, so that they can lead many to knowing Jesus and to being saved by him. All this we pray in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus Christ our Lord. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen.
Friends, as we go forth today, we want to share just a few things. Beginning today is the annual conference of the Texas Annual Conference. It's our annual business session and a lot of great worship and time together. We will be hosting ordination here Tuesday evening. We can always use some extra guests and volunteers. If you are able to be a part of that Tuesday evening to offer hospitality, please contact me and I will get you all the information that you need.
Speaking of ways to move forward and share the love and light with others, you have time still to participate in our family ministry stock campaign to support our children and our youth as they go off to do camps and retreats this summer. In the gathering area space over by the restroom, you'll see a beautiful wall with colored envelopes. Pick up an envelope. The envelope corresponds to an amount of money we'd like you to return or more into that envelope so that our children and our youth can experience Vacation Bible Camp. They can go to Lakeview Summer Camp. They can go on a mission trip this summer. They can participate in camps and retreats beyond this summer. So far, we've raised almost $5,000 because of your generosity.
Yeah. Woo!
Yes. And we are about halfway to our goal. Our goal is about $10,000, which would mean that none of our students who want to go to Lakeview or to go on a mission trip this summer would have to pay anything out of pocket other than the deposit, which is a very small amount. So thank you for your generosity, and we hope that you will continue to be generous.
All right, let's talk about the parties. So I shared earlier, we have one today. Lance will say a moment, but also if you can just communicate with us if you will be there next Sunday for that hamburger and celebrating what a pastor, that will help us be fully prepared.
And I want to invite you all to follow Ken and I out. We'll go to the connection point, and we will just maul them with love as we celebrate Ken and his ministry here and all his family has meant to us over these past 10 years. I want to invite Arthur and David to come and join us as we exit, because you'll want to greet them, too, in the lobby as you head over to celebrate Ken. So y'all come join us over here. And as we go, I want to send you forth with these words of blessings. Heaven is not someplace far off, but it's God coming near. And heaven, we can catch it in glimpses already as kingdom, God's kingdom is present in you and I here and now. And so look for signs of God's kingdom all around. Bring the waters of life to all in need and be a people of healing, just like those leaves that are for the healing of all nations. Go forth today and every day and be the church. And all God's people said, Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. My name is Pastor Lance Richards, the senior pastor of First Methodist Houston. I want to personally invite you to join us in person today or every Sunday at 11 o'clock at our downtown campus. There's plenty of free parking, and we're always saving a seat for you. Let's go and be the church together.